This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. COVID-19 hospitalizations keep climbing as a wave of respiratory illnesses continues. CPR's John Daly.
440 people are now hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's more than 50 higher than last week and the highest since February. Meantime, hospitals are still packed with kids sick with RSV. Here's Dr. Kevin Carney from Children's Hospital Colorado.
We're still seeing very high volumes of patients in our ERs, and our inpatient units continue to be functioning at effectively 100% capacity.
Carney says he expects the triple respiratory wave of RSV, COVID-19, and flu to remain high for weeks to come. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado's mountain snowpack is about average for this time of year. Meteorologist Joel Gratz from the site Open Snow says ski areas will get more snow today.
It'll snow through early afternoon on Friday. Most mountains will be in the 5 to 10 inch range, with more snow farther west, kind of Aspen, Crested Butte, Vail, Beaver Creek, Steamboat are the more favorite areas, but most areas should get in that 5 to 10 inch range.
It's going to be windy in the high country and for much of Colorado through the day. A suspected bank robber surrendered to police in Greenwood Village, south of Denver, Thursday after a four-hour standoff following a robbery at a key bank branch yesterday morning. The suspect exchanged gunfire with police, then fled to a nearby hotel. He barricaded himself in a hotel room. Police evacuated two hotels as they negotiated with the man. A fundraiser for the staff and performers at Club Q Thursday night included emotional performances from drag queens and employees of the club, many who had not performed since the shooting in Colorado Springs. Funds from the event will go directly to Club Q employees. In Colorado Springs today, windy, blowing dust, highs in the 60s, then cooler Saturday. Fort Collins, windy and 43. In Denver, sunny, windy, highs in the 50s and temperatures dropping through the day and staying a little bit cooler on Saturday. This is CPR News.